Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans versus Lions exclusively at MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP.
We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use that promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today.
We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
About that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today's date is Monday, November 23rd. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic, throwing the date out there for the
first time. You know, I gave it some thought over the week. I was like, you know, when our show is huge, when we're up there in the ranks with Joe Rogan and all those other big names, you know, some people might want to listen back to our earlier episodes and they might wonder, what was the date of the episode? What was going on around the time of this episode's release? Thought I'd throw it in there. Maybe something we start doing from now on. What do you think?
Yeah, kind of a curveball. It honestly threw me off a little bit, but I'm here for it. It was one of my favorite weeks of the year, Thanksgiving week.
Oh, yeah? Me too.
I love Thanksgiving.
You really get the feel of the holidays. Also, NBA free agency's in full swing, which is also a fun time of the year. Some big moves this past week.
Yeah, crazy. A lot of guys signing their max extensions. Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox, all well-deserved. And then on the other end, I think in NBA free agency, as it goes every year, there's a lot of money that I don't know if it's I don't want to say not deserved, but I think it's insane. Like, we had KCP from the Lakers just left for he re-signed, 3 years, $40 million for a guy that most fans were crying out to get him out of there, clear some cap space up, and a lot of other guys that are, you know, a lot older. Serge Ibaka just signed a decent chunk of money. I mean, the NBA just. Those guys are getting paid. They picked the right sport.
Those guys are getting paid. The Lakers, Dwight Howard's on his way out, but Gasol comes in to replace him. Definitely some interesting moves going on this past week. LaMelo Ball went three.
The LeVar Ball versus Michael Jordan 1v1 is on.
That's right. That's been a lot of the talk this week, is maybe we finally will get that LeVar Ball, Michael Jordan 1-on-1. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Joe Burrow.
Terrible.
I know. We do have to talk about that.
He's awesome. What happened was terrible. I feel so bad for the kid.
Yeah, man.
Torn ACL.
Yeah, probably a torn ACL, or did you see that?
I think they announced that it was an ACL.
Yeah, they didn't show the up close replay when it happened in the game, so that's how you know it was pretty ugly. You kind of tell, you know, looking back, what happened. The guy kind of fell on his leg funny. Didn't look good at all. Just such a bummer when, like, a guy that good goes to a team like that is, first of all, kind of a bummer, but he doesn't get protection all year, and then finally he gets hurt. It just sucks, because we all kind of saw that this was a possibility, this might be something coming, but there was nothing that anyone could do about it, and unfortunately it happened. So
sport. ACL and MCL.
Okay,
which is too bad.
Yeah, that's not
luckily
good.
It looks like he didn't damage the patella tendon, which is, that's like what Teddy Bridgewater did. He did all three, and that was like a two-year thing. Okay. That's when, like, you are like, do we just cut this leg off, or what's the deal? But yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow, like, that's one of the last people you want to see that happen to.
100%.
He's supposed to be the future face of the NFL. Coming off that, showing some flashes of brilliance behind center.
He sure was. We'll get him back in, hopefully, in 2021. We have a packed show today, Mark. A packed show. We're first going to cover NFL Thanksgiving Day football games. Then we're going to jump over to the great boxing exhibition match taking place this Saturday between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Of course, we can't leave that out. Before we do that, you want to share anything you're thankful for this week? I mean, you said Thanksgiving is one of your favorite weeks of the year. Anything you want to share that you're thankful for?
I think on a serious note, I was thinking about this recently. There's a lot to not be thankful for this year.
Right.
This year was terrible. Yeah. I mean, absolutely awful. Mm-hmm. But that being said, there were some silver linings. One of them being this show. This would have never happened without coronavirus shutting things down, and then the extra time afforded because of that. We would have never been able to connect with all these fans that show us all this love. So I think I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the generic.
I knew you were going to say this. I'm thankful for the listeners. I knew you were going to say that. That's good. I'm thankful for the show as well.
Yeah, I was going to throw that question right back at you.
Something else I'm thankful for, you know, that wouldn't have happened without the coronavirus pandemic, quarantine, all that stuff. The sport of pickleball, something I'm thankful for.
Pickleball.
Do you know what? If we're going to go down this road,
I know.
Do you know what pickleball is?
It's kind of like racquetball, right? No, it's not. It's like tennis and racquetball.
I'd say it's in the middle of tennis and ping pong, because it's like a smaller version of tennis and a bigger version of ping pong.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen it at the local gym that I would go to before Corona. They would
sports
have like
blowing up, man.
They would have like 75-year-old guys playing pickleball there.
Sports blowing up. There's a club by my house that's like a pretty serious pickleball club, and we actually like made a little court out front of my house.
Well, your parents are tennis players,
right? My parents are tennis players. They sort of, you know, learned about it, got a little bit into it, and we ended up making a pickleball court in the cul-de-sac outside my house as like a good quarantine activity, right? Started playing it, started kind of liking it. Now I'm heading to the club, and all of a sudden, Mark, I mean, maybe there's a professional pickleball career on the line.
I was going to ask, is there professional
aspiration?
If this
doesn't work out, I mean.
Professional aspiration? Or,
who knows?
There's got to be good networking that happens at pickleball, too.
Definitely good networking.
That's a rich white guy sport.
That's so true. I'd say, you know, 5 years ago, if you just said, hey, Kyle, you're going to have a job working for a sports PR agency, I would have said, yeah, that checks out. That makes sense. If you'd have said, hey, you're also going to host a sports-related podcast, I would have said, oh, maybe, okay, maybe. But if you'd have said my main form of exercise in my early 20s is going to be chasing a wiffle ball that a senior citizen hit, I probably would have said, you're full of it. But hey, 2020 is a weird time. Crazy things happen. Pickleball is something I'm thankful for this year.
I love the pickleball shout. Hey, maybe the sports PR background, maybe you throw together the first ever, I don't know, maybe it's not first ever. I don't know anything about pickleball, but you throw together the best ever.
Yeah, there you go.
United States Pickleball Championship. And you win. You win the event that you created.
No, that already exists, man. That already exists. It's blowing up fast. I think I need to just put in the work. Now that I have an opportunity to, I mean, I got to put in the work every day, work my way up the totem pole. I mean, it's going to take some time. There's people who, you go there, you show up. Like, if I were to take you to the pickleball club, you'd show up and you'd look around and you'd be like, oh, surely I'm going to like be one of the best people here. You know what I mean? Just based on my speed, my youth, my cardio, you probably think you have those edges, man. You go there, it's a bit of a wake up call. Some people will hit the ball at your feet. It's a serious wake up call.
I'm not going to claim that I'll be good at pickleball. I know for a fact I'll be one of the more athletic people there. I'm fast. I'm strong.
Right.
I'm agile.
That's what I thought too.
But my hand-eye coordination when it comes to hitting paddle or racket to ball is not very good. I'm an ping pong player. Grew up with a table in the garage.
Right.
But I was playing badminton recently at my friend's house, and I'm horrible at badminton, and I feel like those are pretty similar.
When
I say horrible at badminton, I mean like I can't make contact with the shuttlecock to save my life. So I would imagine I'd be humbled at the pickleball court with you.
That's a must to have the quick back and forth rallies. That's a must. Anyway, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I like the storyline. Keep getting updated.
I'll keep you posted on this.
This is like,
but that's something
tracking
I'm
Kyle's professional journey
through the pickleball ranks.
Yeah, through the world.
Love
of
that.
Pickleball.
Obviously, next on the show.
Financial investing 101.
Fucking thing sucks.
For the first time in a while, Mark. I think we both had losing weeks this past week.
We can go on record and say that this is the worst week we've had.
It was real bad.
A disastrous week. I don't think did any of us get a pick right?
I got one pick right. What was my pick that I got right? I had...
Oh, you had the Broncos.
The one we disagreed on. Yeah, oh yeah.
And
I had the Broncos.
I went against the Broncos out of spite.
You took Tua and the Dolphins on the road in, you know, a mile-high stadium. Hey, was I right about that one? Yes, but I can't tout much because we missed literally everything else. You went what, 0-4?
Yeah, that's $400 down. Career total still above plus 2,000.
Yeah,
so,
you got room. You got room for that. That's okay. I went 1-3. So
I just feel like it's just such a bad representation of myself.
Yeah,
you know, first week really going and looking at football.
Right.
We've done it once before, which went well the first time we did it, but. Yeah, going 0-4 and when you're debuting a sport.
It's not what you want.
Not what you want at all. So we're going to have to redeem ourselves this week for sure.
You lost 400. I lost 210. a lot of them were close games. I mean, we liked the Packers as underdogs.
Yeah, they were all real close.
We had some close games in there. It is what it is. Football's tough. But what we got to do now is make it up, right? Off a bounce back.
That was the plan all along.
We got to bounce back. We got three Thanksgiving Day games this week. We're going to go through those. First matchup, Houston Texans, -145. Road favorites, they go to Detroit, take on the Lions at +125. The spread is 2.5 points. Total is 51. Your thoughts on this one?
I like the Texans here, and I like them to cover the spread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they'll win by the required amount of points here. I saw that Matt Stafford is apparently pretty injured on his thumb.
Yeah,
like,
he
it's
is.
Supposed to be pretty bad, but he's going to play anyways, allegedly.
Okay.
And so I think they're going to be pretty reliant on the run game.
Yeah,
which is horrible.
Bad.
Yeah, they have one of the worst run offenses in the league right now. And also, I just feel like Deshaun Watson, I always say with football, is really a game of averages at the end of the day. Like, it's very rare for players to be overperforming or underperforming for an extended period of time. And I feel like I believe in Deshaun Watson, so I'm gonna put my money on him for this Thanksgiving, literally. And I'm also going to bet against the Lions. I don't like their defense at all. I think Jeff Okuda, who was supposed to be the truth coming out of the draft this year at the third overall pick, has just been a disaster. Maybe it's a little bit too early to call him a disaster, but he has not lived
up. That's a little harsh.
He has not lived up to the Ohio State cornerback reputation at all, who's supposed to anchor that secondary. I think the Texans are going to win. I think they're going to do it by more than 3 points.
Sure. And Deshaun, I agree with you here. I think Deshaun Watson looked, I mean, he had a great game last week, or yesterday it was, against the Patriots. A lot of people didn't expect him. I mean, that's a tough place to go play, a tough team to play against, especially with their strong defense. Deshaun Watson looked great. I think this is a classic, one team's in form, one team's out of form. Lions literally scored 0 points their last game.
That's the first time it's happened in a long time.
Yeah, that's not something you see very often. I think with just the run both these teams are on, I'm gonna take Texans money line. You're gonna take them with the points. That'll be our first pick for the first matchup on Thanksgiving Day. Moving ahead to game 2 out of 3. Washington football team, +120 underdogs. They go to Arlington, Texas to take on the Dallas Cowboys, a -140 favorite. Spread is going to be 2.5 points again. This time the total set at 46.5. What is your thoughts on Washington going into Dallas?
You could flip a coin and tell me which side it lands on, and I'd take that team.
Really?
I think this is going to be really close. But with that being said, I'm going to take the Washington football team for two reasons. One is the emotional reason that at the beginning of the...
Yeah, you're a big Washington guy.
Beginning of the season when we went on the main show.
Yeah, we went on SGP
with Ryan and Sean. They asked me to give my most outlandish pick.
was pretty outlandish.
Yeah, I said Washington football team is going to the playoffs. It's going to be a breakout year for Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, you did.
All of that's been wrong.
He's not even playing anymore.
But maybe they clean house the rest of the year. And,
you never know.
So I have to take it for that reason. But I also think, I saw a really good stat here that I wrote down for you, which is rare for me.
Yeah, that
as
is.
As you know, is rare for me to write things down.
You're not a huge stat guy, but I'll take it.
Dallas Cowboys, 0-13 in their last string of games. 0-13 when they don't score 31 points or more. Which is crazy. I mean, you'd think, okay, if you score 31 points, you're probably winning. But when they don't score 31, they could score 30.
They don't lose. They don't lose a low scoring game.
Exactly. And so I think the Redskins defense, which is essentially what's been anchoring them in these, this very back and forth season for them.
Sure.
I think they can do enough to hold them
to make it a low scoring game.
You have to assume that a quarterback like Alex Smith, obviously coming off a horrific injury and like a crazy, experience with that.
Yeah.
I feel like every game he's going to get a little bit better and the offense is going to click a little bit more. So I'm going to take the Redskins in this very close match, just the money line.
Yeah, I understand. I agree. It's one of those that feels like a coin flip when you're looking at it. I'm going to take the Cowboys one to go against you just for the fun of it, but also if we're looking at stats and talking numbers, Washington football team, their last three visits to the Cowboys, they've lost. Cowboys looked pretty good last week, upsetting the Vikings on the road. So, Cowboys, I mean, just a super inconsistent team. I might, you know, I might be totally off here and they might lose this game by us. They might get embarrassed. The Cowboys like to get embarrassed, especially in a primetime spot like this on Thanksgiving. There's a chance they get embarrassed here. But I'm going to take them in the spotlight game. I just feel like they're inconsistent, and maybe this is one of those good performances against a team that really they should be beating in Washington. So I'll take the Cowboys -140. You'll take the Washington football team +120.
I think this is officially the first time we've gone over a Washington football team game without calling them the Redskins, which marks a significant
credit to us.
A significant change in our brain patterns.
That's good maturity from us there. The Baltimore Ravens, a +155 road underdog. They go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, the last undefeated team in the league, -175 favorites. Spread is 3.5 points this time. Total set at 45.5. I mean, this is the game of the day, right? This is the game of the day. This will be a good one. Who do you like here?
Yeah, this is another one where this is going to be an absolute toss up as well, despite the difference in record.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like teams seem to have figured out how to play against Lamar Jackson's absurd dual threat this year.
Interesting.
I said last week I thought that the reason that the Ravens would win was because of Lamar
Jackson's dual threat,
but it just seems like the smart defensive coaches
can shut him down.
Like Vrabel last week and like Tomlin this week. I think they just figured it out. And on top of all that, like normally I think Lamar Jackson would be the X factor if this was being played last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that teams have clearly figured out Lamar Jackson. That's the only way I can say it. And on top of that, I mean, pound for pound, position for position,
pound for pound,
I think the Steelers are just an overall much stronger team. So I don't think Lamar Jackson's dual threat is going to be enough this year. I mean, the deep ball threat, I like the cornerbacks of the Steelers. Minka Fitzpatrick back there, especially again, going up against Hollywood Brown. I don't know. I think that's going to be neutralized. I think the Steelers' run defense is fantastic, so I don't think they're going to be too worried about Lamar Jackson moving up into the second level. But I just think the Steelers overall, better team, and I'm going to take them.
Are you going to take the money line?
Just money line. I couldn't guess the score of this game. The Steelers could easily blow them out, but the Ravens could also easily win a close one, so I don't want to go in between there.
Okay, I understand that. My bet's going to be the Ravens +3.5 points here. Not necessarily because I think the Ravens will win this game. It's more that I see it going down as one of those close games that's decided by a field goal or less. So I'm going to take the Ravens +3.5 to make it a close one. They need this one a little more badly in terms of the playoff picture. I just think
a lot
more badly in terms of the playoff picture. So I think, you know, sometimes. Sometimes you take the team that needs it a little bit more when it's going to be this close. Of course, Pittsburgh want to keep their perfect record. They've had a hell of a season so far. It's a tough pick to make with a team going into Pittsburgh in a primetime game like this on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, it's a tough team to beat, but I just think both these teams so talented, so good. These are some of the best teams in the NFL. I think it's a close one. I'll take the Ravens +3 to give that idea of a perfect or a close game. So I'll take the Ravens +3. You'll take the Steelers money line. Now, before we go to a quick ad break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., as well as an undercard fight between Jake Paul and Nate Robinson. Of course, we can't leave that one out. But before we do that, quick word from our sponsors. First up, of course, is our presenting sponsor, MyBookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turkey with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day Free Play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day Free Play returns this Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving game. The Turkey Day Free Play is a no-risk, all-gravy wager on the full game spread. Pick the right team and you win. If your team is upset, your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next afternoon game. New players will get their first deposit matched up to halfway to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get extra cash you can use on parlays, teasers, props all weekend long. Use that promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. The best part is that's only the beginning. My bookie has promotions all holiday weekend long. Turkey Day Free Play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday strong with buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie, they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use that promo code SGP to claim your freebies.
Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. In the NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 available player props to build your lineup. Other sports, just choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. Hit the props and rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use promo code SGP when you sign up today and you will receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with a four-time rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website at thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today, and don't forget promo code SGP.
Hey, Mark, ever thought of starting your own sportsbook but don't know how?
Nope.
Ace per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to Ace per Head. aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Just like that, we're back. I'm excited to talk about some exhibition boxing.
I'm so excited for this fight. I really can't control it.
This
is the first time we'll ever get to see Mike Tyson fight live in our, like,
yeah, true, yeah, adult, our adult lives.
Adult lives, you know?
Yeah, true. And it won't be his won't be his peak condition fighting, that's for sure. I mean, he's 50 years old, right?
He looks amazing, though.
He does look amazing.
He looks like a tank.
Have you seen some of his, they've been posting some in some of the promos, like his weight loss journey. Like, did you see that when he retired from boxing, he actually got like huge. Like,
yeah.
He got huge. And so, yeah, to think that he came all the way back down and now looks, you know, jacked, kind of like the old Mike Tyson we see in the videos is pretty cool. First of all, your thoughts overall of these two guys coming out of retirement and putting on an exhibition pay-per-view. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's for the money, but
that's for sure.
But I mean, first of all, my disclaimer is I don't know anything about boxing.
True, you
should
don't
be my huge disclaimer.
True, you don't. This might be the first time we've talked about boxing on the show. I'm a big boxing and MMA fan. So.
It is. No, I love watching it. I just don't know, like, I don't know the strategy or the point scoring or anything like that.
Okay, okay.
All that. But it doesn't matter because it's Mike Tyson. That's the biggest, one of the biggest names in sports.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell little kids in Malaysia who's Mike Tyson.
And they'll
know. They'll know.
Mm-hmm. Right? I guarantee they'll know.
Yeah, exactly. One of my favorite actors from the Hangover trilogy.
True.
No, yeah, I'm super psyched. I'm definitely going in on a pay-per-view with my buddies to watch
cool.
this.
Cool. That's great.
I think it's going to be a great fight. I'm curious to see, like, how the stamina of these guys, since they're older, goes.
Sure.
I also wonder, like, do you think there's any side action going on where they're like, because it's an 8-round fight, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, hey, like, you got to, like, make this go at least 4 rounds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could realistically see, like, I don't think Mike Tyson would have lost, like, I mean, he obviously lost power, but I don't think it would be, like, that significant. Like, to throw one punch when Mike Tyson was 27 versus 50-whatever, I don't know how different that is.
Interesting. Okay.
Just intuitively, you know?
There was some news that came out this week that I will throw your way, and I want to get your reaction on. This fight's going down at the Staples Center, right? You know, right nearby us right now in L.A. The California State Athletic Commission, each state, when there's a fight there, they have to basically approve the rules of the fight. And when it's a special circumstance like this, the rules might be different. They set it as an exhibition fight, right? So it doesn't go on either of their records. And they've actually been saying that they don't want the guys to knock each other out. Like, they actually want it to be more of a showcase of their skills. I'm putting that in quote. That's literally what they said. They hope this will be a showcase of their skills where nobody gets knocked out and it's more of a boxing showcase.
That's Mike Tyson's biggest skill.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson's saying, you know, we're going to go in there and fight. It's a fight. We're going to see what happens. Do you think we'll see a knockout?
I think we'll see a TKO.
That's a good answer, actually.
I don't think someone's going to get knocked unconscious.
Uh-huh. That's a good answer.
But I definitely think that this fight will end by stoppage. I don't think it goes the distance.
I'm going to guess you're going to go with Mike Tyson because you probably as not a huge boxing fan, you probably don't even know who Roy Jones
is. No, I know who Roy Jones Jr. Okay. is, of course. I know, like, the big names.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take Mike Tyson mm-hmm. just because he's Mike Tyson. And, by the way, I don't, when Mike Tyson makes his return after all of these years to boxing, mm-hmm. and my kids one day ask me, what was it like when Mike Tyson came back and started the journey to become the first 60-year-old world champion, I'm not going to tell them that I bet against him in the return fight.
I love that.
I don't want that on my hands.
Yeah,
right?
that's understandable.
I wore a mask and I bet on Mike Tyson. That's what 2020 is going to be remembered by in my history book. So I'm taking Mike Tyson.
By the way, Mike Tyson a -220 favorite. Roy Jones Jr. coming back as a +170 underdog. You're going to take Mike Tyson at -220. I'm going to take Roy Jones Jr.
Wow. I saw that coming and the look in your eyes.
Yeah, that feels like a sharp guy play. All the hype's about Mike Tyson, right? All these training videos are Mike Tyson. All the interviews seem to be done by Mike Tyson. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, everybody's parents are like, oh, hey, we used to watch Mike Tyson. You got to watch Mike Tyson. Everybody's talking about how he's going to knock this guy out. Let's remember here, Roy Jones Jr. was a great point fighter. He was a very good defensive fighter. I feel like these guys are older now. I mean, Mike Tyson's going to have some bursts in him. We've seen the training videos where he just goes nuts and hits pads or a bag or whatever for 5 to 10 seconds at a time. How many of those bursts does he have? And can Roy Jones Jr. survive those, like, onslaughts, those attacks, without getting knocked out? That's the question. I feel like, you know, if he gets through the first few rounds, Roy Jones Jr., and Mike Tyson gasses out a little bit and loses some power, I think we could see a Roy Jones Jr. decision win. Which would be, you know, I don't think it's that crazy. I don't think that it's that far off. I don't think Roy Jones Jr. gets the knockout, but I do think he survives here, gets through it. I do think Mike Tyson maybe lost some of his power, and we see an underdog win. I like, so in this weird scenario, I like taking the plus money.
So you're going to take Roy Jones Jr. by decision?
By decision. Right now, I mean, I'm just going to take him. I'm going to take him +170. I'm not going to get too greedy. I do think if he wins, it's by decision. But yeah, that's just how I see it going down.
Well, this is really the first time we're seeing boxers of this level at this age, right?
Like, yeah. I
don't know.
There's no way to handicap this. Like, there's no way for us to realistically.
I don't know
like,
what it looks like when Mike Tyson punches a 50-year-old
man.
Yeah,
of course. Like, Nobody knows.
That could be an instant knockout. That could kill him.
It's true. It's true.
We don't know.
We've only seen him
punch other specimens. We've never seen it when these guys are more brittled down.
Right.
Especially, it's not like these are just like spring chickens that are fighting like the. How old are they at this point? They're in their mid-50s?
Yeah, they're in their 50s.
Like, these guys took a beating to the dome for a living for decades, and now they're fighting again. They're not fresh. It's not like if my dad and your dad stepped in the ring. Their craniums are perfectly intact, I think. Unless...
No, he's good. He's doing fine.
And so, great. And so... It's just going to be interesting. I feel like medically a lot could probably go wrong, which is probably why the boxing commission wants.
Oh yeah, it's a terrible idea. That's why they're like, we don't want something terrible to happen.
You know,
here.
I had a former neighbor of mine that fought Mike Tyson. Like
really?
Like while I was his neighbor.
Okay.
This was a story that was passed down to me from my dad.
You were a kid then.
Yeah, I was four. They fought in '99.
He couldn't have done too
Francois
great.
Francois Bosa is his name from South Africa.
Yeah.
And he was literally lived across the street from me in my neighborhood. And
That's cool.
My dad was telling me, like, you'd see him, like, going on runs in, like, the heavy track suits, like, through the neighborhood, like, Rocky style.
Yeah.
But the neighbors would get together for the block party and be like, dude, like, this guy's going to fight Mike Tyson? Are you kidding me? Like, there's no way. Like,
That's an awkward block party when the guy's fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's just like this guy's doing push-up in his driveways, and now and in his driveway, now he's going to go to MGM Grand and fight Mike Tyson in 1999.
That's pretty cool.
Impossible. But
that's
so,
pretty cool.
He did fight him. He lost.
Yeah, I'm assuming he lost
in like six rounds.
Yeah, by KO or something. That tends to be how Mike Tyson gets the job done here. All right. I like this. We're going against each other a good amount this show, which is always interesting. Mike Tyson, you'll take him -220. I'll take Roy Jones Jr. +170. Any other thoughts on this fight before we move on to some something even more ridiculous?
No, I was going to say this is one of the only times where I'm okay with the undercard.
Mm-hmm.
When we've been doing MMA in the past,
this is the first time you're down to talk about something that's not the main event. That's because it's Jake Paul the YouTuber takes on Nate Robinson, the former NBA player. Jake Paul -185. Nate Robinson +155. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I could do a 3-hour solo episode. You don't even have to be here. Right, my thoughts on this. Like, it is just incredible. First of all, I'm curious to get your boxing opinion because you're more the boxing guy.
I do have an opinion on this.
Jake Paul comes in at 6 feet tall and around like a little over 200 pounds. Nate Robinson, 5'9".
Right.
But 5'9 NBA player is a different 5'9".
That's true.
That's by definition a freak of nature.
A freak athlete.
So
sure.
How does that stack up in the boxing? Because to me, I look at a guy that's Jake Paul that's that much bigger than Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
And I think there's no way that Nate Robinson's going to withstand this power.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because Nate Robinson's he's not like a bulky fight. He's not like a Daniel Cormier who fights at like...
Yeah, at heavyweight.
Way heavier than he should be.
Right.
Yeah, he's not like some fat guy. He's like a lean basketball player.
Yeah, he's built, for
so
sure.
So I'm curious, your boxing perspective, like, is this size difference just way too much for Nate Robinson to overcome? Because I think it is.
In short, yes, I agree with you. I think it is. The thing is with this, I mean, here's the reason why I'm going to take Jake Paul. Jake Paul has had a couple fights now. I think he's had 2 or 3 fights in front of a crowd, like real boxing fights where pressure's on the line.
But
and he's
disclaimer
in there.
There is he was fighting other YouTube.
He fought
2 YouTube professional video game players.
Yeah, I know.
Boxers.
I know.
But they were professional.
They counted towards his professional record.
But
Nate Robinson's not a boxer either, for the record as well.
No, I just want to say that say that Jake Paul is 2-0 in professional boxing, he only got that title because it was
fair.
A publicity thing. He didn't fight 2 boxers.
That's a good thing to know. That's fair. Yes, Jake Paul. The reason I bring that up is because, I mean, Nate Robinson's never fought under the bright lights, never fought in a real fight before. Pretty much in every scenario, if you're going to give me someone who has fought in that spotlight twice before on a pay-per-view card versus someone who's never been in a ring with that sort of pressure, never been hit, you know, under that sort of pressure, I'm going to take the guy who's had, even if it's just 2 fights, I'm going to take the guy who's had that experience. Plus, on that note that you brought up, he's bigger. He's going to hit harder, I believe. Nate Robinson's a better athlete. There's no real question about that. He's a former NBA player. But for a guy who's making his boxing debut here against someone who's bigger, probably going to hit harder, as you mentioned, I'll take Jake Paul, I guess.
Yeah. No one wants to take Jake Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
The walking embodiment of the word insecurity.
Yeah. I don't want to. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, but I definitely think he'll win. I don't have anything personally against Jake Paul. I obviously don't know the guy.
Right.
He doesn't know me. And he's doing just fine for himself.
But
he's definitely the more trained boxer. From what I was looking at, like, leading up to this fight, it definitely seems like he's taking this more seriously, too.
I agree with that.
Like, he's really trying to push to be a professional boxer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas Nate Robinson is obviously just doing this for money.
He's doing it for one and done.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was just my big thing. I'm taking Jake Paul because I don't think the athletic gap or the physical gap is enough to be made up for. It's just so interesting because literally there's only a literal handful of guys like Nate Robinson that can play a professional sport at the highest level. He won a championship.
When he's 5, when he was that short.
At that size.
And looked absolutely tiny out there. I mean, 5'9's like, you know, it's like the average height, I think.
Yeah.
But out there in the NBA, he looked like a toddler running around.
Yeah, there's him, Isaiah Thomas, and like, there's like
but
no one
else.
But
he was great. Didn't he have that block on Yao Ming? Like, he had like a viral block on Yao Ming one time.
He won a dunk contest.
Yeah.
He's
a freak of nature.
So that's why I wonder, like, when we see Jake Paul fighting, we're saying like, oh, like he has the fundamentals of fighting. Like, he's the better fighter. He's the bigger guy. He knows what he's doing more, has the experience.
Right.
Like, yeah, he's done that against a bunch of nerds. Like, did you watch either of those fights that he won before?
Yeah.
Those guys, like, I can't even say the word to describe them for political correctness on here. Those guys were terrible. They didn't know how to walk.
Yeah,
guys did not know how to walk.
They were pro video game players in a boxing
ring. They sit down and they play video games for a living.
Right.
But so when you go against an NBA player, that's a whole different ball game.
That's true. It's gonna be a new look for sure. It's not gonna look like his first 2 fights.
What's your thought just in general of YouTubers / Instagram celebrities going into the boxing world?
I'm glad you asked because I'm fortunate enough to do some work on boxing, and it's one of my favorite sports to work
real
on.
Real boxing,
professional boxing. It's one of my favorite sports to work on. The thing with this, man, with these YouTubers like putting on these fights, My first thought is, oh my God, like ridiculous, embarrassing, all that stuff. But also, like, it's kind of good for the sport, to be honest with you, because it brings eyes. Like, it brings eyes, like, young people who would never really be interested in boxing, but they, you know, they follow Logan and Jake Paul and their YouTube channels, are now watching boxing and might become fans of the sport. So, like, to be honest, it does help the sport a little bit in terms of bring new eyes to it, especially in what's becoming a more competitive combat sports world. UFC is doing really well. You know, it's becoming more competitive now where boxing can use this. Like, honestly, it's helpful to them, to the sport overall, to have these kind of celebrity matchups going on. Even though they nowhere near showcase the level that exists out there. Like, if you're going to go buy like a nice, like a real high level pay-per-view, it's going to be look way different than this, but it's still good to like for people to see it who maybe haven't seen boxing very much and are seeing it for the first time. You get to see what the sport's all about, because it's one of the most I think it's one of the most exciting sports to watch when it's like high level. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, so I agree with a lot of that, and I think the key point there is the pure entertainment value. So for me, being someone that doesn't watch boxing or follow, I know like the main guys and stuff, but
right.
So I can specifically remember for me like one of the first big boxing events that I ever watched was Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Like the original
one.
Yeah,
it was huge.
Huge. But it wasn't huge. Like, it wasn't a bloodbath by any means. Because that's what Floyd Mayweather does. And they're both very technical fighters.
Yeah,
they're boxing for points.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And so I watched it and was just kind of like, meh, whatever. And
I
then
get
I was just
that.
Like, that's
I get
the
that.
Biggest fight ever. But then you watch like a guy like Jake Paul against whatever the other dude he fought who'd never fought before in his life.
Uh-huh.
And they both just come out hacking at each other like real like Rocky Balboa shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm like, wow, like that was pretty sweet.
You liked the non-technical aspect of their fight. You
yeah,
liked that it was
just,
more.
It's just two guys going after
it. It was more violent.
It's just two guys going after
it. I get that. I get
and
that.
And so I think that like that's like the interesting part. Like I feel like I think Jake Paul is like trying to be like more professional about it, like more calculated. I remember watching his older brother Logan Paul. He fought against that KSI guy
yeah.
from England.
Right.
Whereas that KSI dude, he just came out like in like a savage, just
yeah.
hacking
clubbing.
At anything he
literally
could,
literally clubbing
nonstop. Whereas
right.
Logan Paul tried to be like more reserved,
yeah,
and technical, and he lost because of that.
Right.
So it's like it's just like super interesting to see like the difference in level.
Right.
But it's like you said, it's getting eyes like me that are sports fans but really not into boxing and being like, I just have to watch this.
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
have to see what happens.
Exactly.
And so it's like super interesting. So it's like, I definitely agree with the sentiment where it's like, it's bringing down the level of the sport.
Yeah.
The people aren't getting their eyes put on like what it's actually supposed to look like.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I almost wonder like, if I go and watch like this Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson fight and it's a slugfest, right?
You won't be disappointed by watching a better fight if that's what you're
doing.
But
then I go and watch the more technical fight.
You won't be disappointed, I don't think. It depends.
I think people might be.
It depends if you see a finisher. It all depends what you see. If you see a finish, a professional, like a top level knockout, it's pretty
but like,
spectacular.
Okay.
Jake Paul and this guy are never going to beat that. Like a professional top guy knocking someone out is going to be way better, you know, viewership value than this whatever happens here, in my opinion. But you're right, there's a chance they go watch a professional fight and it's a point battle like you mentioned and it's not as exciting. So there's it just depends what I think it depends what they tune into.
Yeah, I guess only time will tell.
Yeah,
I think yeah, so I guess after all that we both decided that we think Jake Paul's gonna win.
Also, Jake Paul, I'm gonna put this in quotes here: first round, I bet the house on it. I put it all on the line. If you guys are watching at home and are human, bet your life on it. You're going to make a ton of money, says Jake Paul, about his own fight. He's saying, bet everything you got, I'm going to win in the first round. You
is
know,
he allowed to say that?
Yeah, he's allowed to say it. This was in an article about it. Yeah, he's allowed to
can
say that.
I know like certain
can
UFC
you box
fights,
on yourself,
you can...
Or
you
bet,
can,
bet on yourself?
Certain, like in MMA, you can
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where maybe technically you can't, but like, they can just send someone to do it for them. So like, but you know, this is all Jake Paul being social media, Jake Paul being like, oh, bet I'm going to get it done, blah, 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 blah. I just thought I'd throw it in there. It's kind of funny. Jake Paul is the pick, unfortunately, minus 185. It's that time of the show.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Lock dog parlay.
Let's close out the show here, Mark. Your lock for this week.
Lock for the week. It's got to be Jake Paul.
Oh!
It's got to be Jake Paul.
Oh.
As much as I think he's extremely cringeworthy and I'm a little bit skeptical about Instagram and YouTube celebrities infiltrating the world of amateur boxing.
You think Jake Paul's a safer bet than Mike Tyson? You do, don't you?
Yeah. I do. I definitely think that.
Okay.
I think he is. Mike Tyson is fighting against another champion boxer.
All right.
Jake Paul
sense.
Is fighting against a basketball player and not Shaquille O'Neal.
All right. I gotta
the
be
opposite of Shaquille O'Neal.
I gotta be honest, my lock was also Jake Paul at minus 185.
Okay, well then what's that about?
I was just giving you a hard time. I agree with you. Out of everything we've discussed, it feels
it's not
like
gonna be
lock.
A football pick.
It feels, yeah. All the football matchups are close this week. None of them really lock worthy. I agree with you. Jake Paul, both of our locks, minus 185. Lock him up now. Your dog.
Dog, I actually went for the, I went into the props.
I love that.
For the Tyson
That's
fight.
Not like you.
Not like me at all, but there were no other dogs.
Okay. What'd you do?
Tyson wins in round four, plus 600.
All right.
I think that's the bare minimum where the commission said, like, it has to get four rounds.
Yeah.
It hits four rounds, and then Tyson
then
goes
it's fair
for
game.
It. Yeah. I don't think I think they're not allowed to win in three rounds. Like if he just walks out there and knocks him out right away,
I get that.
They can't allow that.
It's the value of the pay per view. It's once it gets to four rounds. So you're gonna take Mike Tyson round four plus 600. That's a big dog shot. I like that. I'm gonna take Ravens money line as my dog. You know, as the road dog going into Pittsburgh. We already gave our reasoning why. Ravens plus. Where am I? 155. Ravens plus 155. My dog. Your parlay.
My parlay, and like I can't believe that this sentence is coming out of my mouth, but I'm excited to parlay the Steelers, Texans, and Jake Paul. You can do that in 2020 for a plus 309 value. Incredible, right?
It's incredible. I mean, the fact like
Jake Paul's on a sports.
Yeah,
book.
How are we saying this?
Good for him. You have to give it to him. Like,
yeah, unfortunately, you kind of do. All that stuff.
Steelers, Texans, and a Jake Paul win.
Oh,
for
that's
plus three
so funny. That's great. I love that you included that in the parlay. My parlay is just going to be football only. As much as I love what you just did, just Texans Cowboys for me. Texans and Cowboys, a two-team parlay. Wow. That's as small as they get. Plus 189 in value. I mean, we had a rough week last week. We need one of these to hit. So I'm taking an especially what I see as a pretty safe parlay, taking the Texans and Cowboys. And then, that'll do it. I mean, what a week of sports we have coming up. I mean, one of the best weeks of sports in the year.
Yeah, Thanksgiving
football
plus
a great
Mike
time.
Tyson plus Jake Paul plus Nate Robinson.
Go treat yourself to some great food. Treat yourself to some great sports. Any last words from Mark before we close out the show for the week?
I would say enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. You know what's tight is family.
I like that.
Family is tight.
That's good.
But not as tight as sports. See you next week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.